Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
People get so mad here on Murder Monday when we laugh at things, and we're not laughing at the murder, but some of the stories behind these things are crazy. And this is,
you have to find some comedy in some of the darkest things like these stories that we cover, or else how in the world would you ever get through these stories?
This guy, the weepy voice killer, I don't know if we're gonna hear his voice again. I'll play it if not, but it's just absolutely insane what his voice sounds like. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Where do we leave off and what's going on now?
All right, so they just found his second victim, figure out who she is. So they track down her family in this small town in Minnesota, and they find out that Kim had just graduated high school.
Oh.
Literally a couple days before, had packed her bags, was gonna like make a new life in the big city.
That's so sad.
And she didn't even get the chance, because what they realize is she probably encountered her killer just a couple of hours after stepping off of the bus.
Wow.
And they know this because when the coroner did the autopsy, they found food in her stomach that she had just eaten. And they say, the coroner said when he looked at it, it was so well preserved and so undigested that he could almost still see the bite marks in her food.
Whoa.
So because of this, they know that probably what happened is she got off the bus, she put her bags in that locker, and then she went across the street to a diner where the special the night that she was murdered was the exact thing that was found in her stomach.
So she ate and he might have been there watching her eat?
Well, what the cops suspected, but only the killer knew at this point, is he met Kim at that diner. He was sitting just a few seats away from her, and he said he tried to make conversation. He wanted to be nice. He wanted to make a new friend, which never works out for this guy.
Yeah, definitely not.
He finds out that she's just new to town, so he offers to show her around and take her sightseeing. And they kind of drive around. And even when, he said, when she got in his car, he wasn't even thinking about killing her. He truly was just going to show her the sights. But it wasn't until they got to this spot overlooking the river that he snaps. And as they're getting out of the car, he grabs this ice pick and they go lay on the grass. And they're actually, I mean, he came off normal because they start like making out and he starts putting
Whoa,
the moves on.
Dang. Wait a minute, she was falling for this guy? Because he ain't cute. You can see what he looks like.
I know.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. He is not a good looking dude.
No.
And he's got to be way older than her because she just graduated from high school.
She was 18.
And how old is he? Like in his 40s?
Old.
Yeah.
Old as balls.
Yikes.
So as he goes to unhook her bra, he pulls out the ice pick and stabs her 61 times.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Stop.
I got 55 to go.
He then gets in his car and drives away, and that's when he went and made that first call that we heard in the last segment. And when police get led to the body, they still don't catch him after 2 days. He makes another call to 911.
Oh, good. Oh. Here we go.
Fire emergency.
Please don't talk to me. Listen. I'm sorry. I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one over at Chief. I don't know what you're mad at me. I'm sick. I'm going to kill myself. I'm saying
it. Where are you?
I'm just going to...
I don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't either.
He is crying so hard. I mean, what's sad is that you can hear in his voice, it's like he's fighting with himself. Like, he desperately wants to be normal, but he just can't. There's obviously some screws loose.
Right. And even with his voice and people who saw him at the diner, they can't track this guy down. And he strikes again on August 6th of 1982. This is about a year later. And this time, police find the body first. This is the 40-year-old Barbara, and her body was thrown down a river embankment, and it struck brush before it could hit the river, so that's how they found her so early. And 2 days after they found her, they never got a call initially, but they get a very familiar call again.
Don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry what I did to Compton. I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had to stab her. I am so upset about it. I keep getting drunk every night. I can't believe it. It's just like a big dream.
I can't think of being locked up. If I get locked up, I'll kill myself. I'd rather kill myself than get locked up. I'll try not to kill anybody else.
Insane.
This guy is totally cracking. And what we realize, I mean, police obviously is the same guy calling. They have a feeling these are connected, but they're happening in different cities.
Yeah.
And with this last call, that's when he confirms that it is the same person because he mentions his last victim.
Yeah.
And the police in Minneapolis and in St. Paul decide to work together, and they form a task force and reconstruct Barbara, that's their last victim, reconstruct her movements. And they find that she was last at a bar called Hexagon. And the waitress saw her dancing with a strange man, and she even went up to the waitress before she left and said, gosh, I hope this is a nice guy because he's offered to give me a ride home.
Ooh.
So the waitress is taken into the police station and shown hundreds of mugshots to see if she can identify this guy. And she picks out one specific mugshot of a guy who's a 39-year-old named Paul Stefani.
Oh, Stefani, you say? I've heard of that before.
He had been arrested before for aggravated assault. And his first victim, Karen, that was found in that parking lot, he actually used to work at that factory.
Oh.
So he had a connection. And all of this is enough for police to put surveillance on him. And they start their surveillance on August 20th. But shortly after they start, they lose him that next night, and another woman is attacked.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to find out more coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show for Murder Monday, talking about the weepy-voiced killer. Hang on.